Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Market Commodity Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading in Kansas City. July wheat, 7.45, now 44 3/4, up 1.5. July wheat in Chicago is 7.05 1/4, up 3 3/4, now it's up 4. July corn is 6.60, down 3/4. December, 5.45 3/4, up 3.5. July soybeans are 15.23, now 24 even, down 8, now 8 1/4 to the downside. November at 12.87, down 13. July soybean meal, 452.60, down 3.30. July soybean oil, 48.27, down 3 cents. June live cattle are 120.55, they are up 30. August feeders, 144.60, unchanged, and June lean hogs, 97.55 1/2, and they're up 92 1/2.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
You know, often I think that the marketplace fundamentally is full of chatter, just noise, white noise, talk noise. It doesn't necessarily mean a lot to where futures may be headed one way or another. I wonder if that is often true, can be true, too, in the technical sense. I know about bear traps, bull traps. I look at the market today, December corn on the weekly chart has a reversal to the downside potentially. Looks like it will be. But if you look at the daily charts, we're hanging in a little bit better. We haven't filled that gap. Got into the gap today in that 540-ish area, held the 50-day moving average and trying to make a stand in there. So can you give us some, first off, talk about the potential noise that can happen in technical charts and then directly address December corn?
Well, you know, the first thing you got to realize in technical analysis is a reflection of the market. I mean, it is where everybody places their bets, whether they're long or short, and at any given time in the day when that price, whether it's up 2 cents or down 2 cents, that is what the market is at that point in time. I think you got to step back and look at it in a little bigger perspective. When I look at the monthly December chart, we closed out the month of May with a monthly reversal to the upside. And we had a fairly stout rally out of that 512 low. And the way the timing is working, yes, it looks like we got a weekly reversal to the downside going this week because of the correction. It followed through into Monday, and then we've had a setback. But now we're reversing out of that chart gap that we left back in, I think, May 28th or something like that.
Yeah, the Memorial Day weekend.
And if that holds, if these corn can kind of maintain their strength here today and close out the day higher, I think that tells you that the correction off of the 573 or 574 high that we had is complete. And then now the market is regaining its momentum to the upside. I think with a decent chance that we'll take out that 572 or 73. There's a kind of a triple top up there.
March, April, and June. Yes.
Triple tops and triple bottoms are kind of made to be taken out just because they can. So it's my opinion that we're going to regroup and we're going to take another run at the low 70s. And if we get anywhere close to the low 570s, I think we'll go right on through it. And then if you would use this corrective decline that we had off of the high down to last night's low, take the midpoint of that and swing that off of that 512 low, you can kind of maybe get a move as high as $6. So that would be a good solid challenge of the calendar year high, which was posted in the first day of the trading session of the year, which is up there around 605. So from a technical perspective, that's what I'm looking at least in the near term.
Let's look at near term in the soybeans, looking at the November contract. In some ways, a similar situation. The beans trying to climb, get above 1324 or thereabouts, make new highs on its run. But I guess ran out of oompa, didn't reach into the highs that were made in February, have reversed a little bit. It was a long-term downtrend line if you want to draw it from the September through the February highs, and we've gone down below that a little bit under the 200-day moving average today. Where would you look at for downside support on the beans if the gap is in the corn? Where is it in the beans for a potential move higher?
Well, I think November beans are doing the same thing as these corn. I mean, we're correcting off of that strong rally. Beans case, we basically pulled out of that May 9th low there about 1197, had a strong rally up here to this 1331. So we're doing a normal type retracement, 38%.
1271, you know, maybe, somewhere in there.
Yeah. Now, before you called, we were lower overnight. We had a low of about 1285, and then we were kind of back to unchanged. And now I notice that the beans have kind of fallen back from where they were here just a minute or two ago. My guess is what the beans are seeing is the extended weather forecasts are warmer and drier. So I think the trade now is kind of relaxing or feeling that now the bean crop will go ahead and get planted. It will be late, but it will get planted just as the corn crop is going to get planted, other than we don't know how many acres we lost to late planting and, bottom ground and creek bottom ground and all that kind of stuff. But that was kind of the bearishness that we saw in the corn market, I think, earlier this week, is that the trade kind of felt that there was enough holes in the weather forecasts that the crop that was going to get planted was going to go ahead and get planted this week. If it doesn't get planted this week, then it switches over into soybeans. And then, like I said, the extended weather forecasts are warmer and drier, and I think that's the trade kind of wants a warmer, drier forecast, but I think they better be careful what they ask for after a prolonged period of cold and wet. If we would begin to switch over to warm and dry, and especially in this window here where we're within 2 weeks of the official start of summer, this is when you usually have weather pattern shifts for the summer season.
Identified as such, right?
Right, and if the thing starts turning over to warm and dry, I'm not too sure that would be a good omen for summer weather pattern at this point.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick on the marketplace, hard red winter wheat in the July contract, 744 and a quarter up one. The December hard red winter wheat contract, 769 and a half up one and three quarters. July wheat in Chicago, 704 up two and a half. December's 725 up two and a quarter. July corn, 658 and three quarters down two. December, 544 and a quarter up two. July soybeans, 1525 and a quarter down six and three quarters. November, 1289 and three quarters down 10 and a quarter. July soybean meal, 452.90 down $3. July soybean oil, 48.25 down a nickel. June live cattle, 120.50 up 25. June lean hogs, 97.37 and a half up 72 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.